morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We're glad especially to welcome visitors and guests that we have with us. We're glad you're here and hope that you'll come back and join us again. A couple of quick announcements for you. Preschool graduation is this Friday at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you come and watch the little kiddos come up the aisle in their caps and gowns. It's cute as all get out, 10 o'clock on Friday. Preston, you wanted to talk about our lunch in the lawn coming up. And I'd like you to know that Walmart paid for that commercial announcement there.
I got some at the
Yeah. Leisure Timers, don't forget your trip on this Tuesday. And Jonathan is not here today. The youth are in convention at Newberry College, so he is up there with them. But he asked me to make some announcements. One is that our Senior Recognition Sunday is June 2nd. Which means next week we'll have all the quillos out there ready for you to tie knots in them for as we celebrate them and about to send them off to college. He also said the Christ Kids and Sunshine Kids were going to have a pool party on June 2nd. I believe that's in your Go and Serve. And since he's not here, and I know you will miss him not being here and what he would say on his behalf, I will tell you that I understand that will go swimmingly. That's horrible, isn't it? All right, let us. Yes, Connie.
I didn't ask you when you said the seniors, because that's senior citizens, or I just, we were going to go. I just wanted to
You're welcome to come if you're finally graduating high school. It's, you know. Yeah. All right, let us prepare for our worship.
Thank you.
Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who gives us a new birth into a living hope, who raises us with Christ from death, who fills us with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us repent of our sin and be renewed in the promise of God. Living God, we confess before you and one another our futile ways, our pursuit of perishable things, our own part in crucifying the Lord Jesus. Forgive us, Lord God, renew us. Christ suffered for sins once for all in order to bring you to God. Now you are God's people, and now you have received mercy. In the name of the risen Lord Jesus, I declare to you that your sins are forgiven. Lay aside guilt, put away shame, for you are chosen and precious in God's sight. Live in the marvelous light of Christ. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Let us pray.
Let us pray. O Lord God, you teach us that without love our actions gain nothing. Pour into our hearts your most excellent gift of love, that made alive by your Spirit we may know goodness and peace through your Son Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Good morning, everybody. Look what I brought. Do you know what you can do with these, with this? You don't know? You could wear it as a hat, right? No. You could make macaroni with it. Yes, macaroni and cheese would fit great in one of these, wouldn't it? And you could eat the whole thing, right? Yes. Yes, and do you know what I was thinking could go in here? Have you ever had Rice Krispie treats? Oh, yeah, that would fit great in here, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would. Our brownies. Oh, wow. You could do all these things with this. Yeah, I wish this bowl, plate, whatever you call this, dish, had some of those things in it. Wouldn't you think that would be great? Yeah, they don't have those things in it, though. But cookies, yes, you could put all kind of things in here. Our casseroles. I bet you'd like a spinach casserole. No? Okay. So what I was thinking about this kind of dish is one of the ways that we show love to other people. Here at this church, if we have somebody who dies, do you know what people do? They fix macaroni and cheese or something else, maybe even a spinach casserole, and they take it to them and give it to them, to the family of someone who died, so that they have some food to eat and they don't have to worry about cooking. And it's one of the ways we say we love you and that we care about you. Yeah, so that's the important thing. Today in our gospel reading, Jesus tells us that we are supposed to love one another. And that means not just a feeling in our hearts, it also means that we do things to help each other. And a dish like this full of food that you take to somebody else is one way that we say we love other people. Or this past Friday, for example, there were some people here in this church that worked really hard to load a truck full of donations that people had brought to give to other people in need. And we took it down there, and they were so thankful to get those things. So that's one of the ways, one of the things we love is not just a feeling, it's an action. And we get to do those things to express the love that's inside of us. So that's what I wanted you to remember today. When you see a dish like this, or you eat macaroni and cheese, or you eat Rice Krispie treats or brownies or even spinach casserole or cookies, you can remember that this is a sign of loving other people. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, we thank you for all the wonderful things you provide for us. Help us to know that you have loved us and to take that love and turn it into love for others through our words, our thoughts, and our deeds. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First reading is from Acts 11, chapters 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had always also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why do you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?" And Peter began to explain to them step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me. We entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift that he gave us, when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God?" When they heard this, they were silenced, and they praised God, saying, "Then God has given even to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
second lesson is from Revelation 21st chapter. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of the God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. First things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Heidi Newmark is one of those rare Lutheran pastors who has a popular following out in the world. And she's often invited to speak at conferences, and many people buy her books. While she was a college student, she took a year off from prestigious Brown University to be part of a volunteer program sponsored by a group called Rural Mission. She was sent to John's Island here in South Carolina, where she learned from the sons and daughters of plantation slaves who allowed her to listen in as they sat around telling stories. In her words, "The most important lesson I learned on John's Island was from Miss Ellie, who lived down a small dirt road in a one-room wooden home. I loved to visit her. We'd sit in old rocking chairs on the front porch, drinking tall glasses of sweet tea, while she'd tell me stories punctuated with gullah expressions that would leap from her river of thought like bright silver fish. 'Girl, I'd be so happy, I just jump the sky.' I never could find out Miss Ellie's precise age, but it was somewhere between 90 and 100. Maybe she didn't know herself. She still chopped her own firewood, stacked in neat little piles behind the house. Miss Ellie had a friend named Netta, whom she'd known since they were small girls. In order to get to Netta's house, Miss Ellie had to walk for miles through fields of tall grass. This was the sweet grass that Sea Island women make famous baskets out of, but it was also home to numerous poisonous snakes, things like coral snakes and rattlesnakes and water moccasins and copperheads. Actually, Netta's home was not that far from Miss Ellie's place, but there was a stream that cut through the fields. You had to walk quite a distance to get to a place where it narrowed enough to pass. I admired Miss Ellie, who would set off to visit her friend full of bouncy enthusiasm, with no worry for the snakes or the long miles. I also felt sorry for her. Poor Miss Ellie, I thought, old and arthritic, having to walk all that way, pushing through the thick summer heat, not to mention the snakes. I felt sorry until I hit upon the perfect plan. I arranged with some men to help build a simple plank bridge across the stream near Miss Ellie's house. I scouted out the ideal place, not too wide, but too deep to cross. I bought and helped carry the planks there myself. Our bridge was built in a day. I was so excited that I could hardly wait to see Miss Ellie's reaction. I went to her house where she wanted to sit in her rocker and tell stories, but I was too impatient with my project. I practically dragged her off with me. "Look," I shouted, "a shortcut for you to visit Netta." Miss Ellie's face did not register the grateful, happy look I expected. There was no smile, no jumping the sky. Instead, for a long time, she looked puzzled. And then she shook her head and looked at me as though I were the one who needed pity. "Child, I don't need a shortcut." And she told about all the friends she kept up with on her way to visit Netta. A shortcut would cut her off from Mr. Jenkins, with whom she always swapped gossip, from Miss Hunter, who so looked forward to the quilt scraps she'd bring by, from the raisin wine she'd taste at one place in exchange for her biscuits, and the chance to look in on the old folks who were sick. "Child," she said again, "can't take shortcuts if you want friends in this world. Shortcuts don't mix with love." In Jesus' words, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." It was a difficult night. It started with a meal, the Passover meal, to remember how God had saved Israel from slavery in Egypt. And in the middle of that meal, Jesus took bread and wine and gave us a new meal of salvation in his death. Shortcuts don't mix with love. And then he took a towel, wrapped it around himself, and washed his disciples' feet, indicating how they were to live in compassion and service and love to others. Shortcuts don't mix with love. And then one of those disciples left to betray him. And yet there's never any hint that Jesus' love for Judas comes to an end even then. As soon as the door is shut behind him, that's when Jesus says, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." Shortcuts don't mix with love. We are called to love as Jesus loves us. And how is that? Jesus' love was a love marked by self-giving and sacrifice. It's a love that doesn't wait until it can't be avoided, but which actively seeks out expression. It's a love that leads to forsaking ourselves as we reach out to others. It's a love that calls us to be agents of change, agents of redemption, agents of hope, agents of compassion and mercy in the world. He calls us on behalf of others even to suffer and sacrifice and die. "Just as I have loved you," he said. That's the new commandment. That's how we should love, and that's how we should live. Shortcuts don't mix with love. In Christ's name, live. In Christ's name, love. Just as he has loved you. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Holy God, you bind the church together as one. In the face of a world divided, unite your people that we may proclaim mercy and peace and live together in your love. Lord, in your mercy, architect of life, we are your own living stones. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lead us in lives of grace for each other, concerned more for each other than we are for ourselves. Use us as your bricks to build your kingdom here and now. Lord, in your mercy, God of forgiveness, in the face of a world broken and torn, you bid us to pray for our enemies. Instill in your people the ability to speak the truth in love and to forgive those who have wronged us. Help us to find the way to live together in peace. Lord, in your mercy, God of nurture and care, you answer our cries for help and understanding. Now feed the hungry, strengthen the suffering, comfort the bereaved, and heal burdened bodies and troubled hearts. Strengthen and bless all your people, and especially those whom we remember before you. Merciful God, you are our refuge. Draw us near to you. Lord, in your mercy, living God, you are our way, our truth, and our life. Bring us with all who rest in you to the place prepared for us in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also
let us share God's peace.
Thank you.
us pray. Risen One, as you broke bread with the disciples on the shore, meet us now in this meal. Nourish us to follow you, using our gifts to feed the hungry and tend the weary, and all for your love's sake. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth, burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. In heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we
forgive those who trespass against us.
Not
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Living God, you have greeted us in our brokenness and nourished us with the body of Christ broken for us. Risen to new life with you, send us now to bear your healing love into the wounded world. In the name of our risen Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you. worthy.
Take that with this. You got it?